Yo, what's up, man? This is Tay, and welcome to another episode of The Shack with Tay Peoples. So today I'm actually joined with one of my homies, GNB Prince. He's here with me right now, live.
What's poppin', everybody? It's your boy GNB Prince, man. I'm back on this podcast. You know, I haven't did a podcast in a minute, but, you know, I'm back.
Yeah, man, we back. So I'm going to get right into it. This podcast is going to be focusing on everything I've been thinking about. This episode is fresh, raw feelings. This is a straight talk session more of, really. So we're just going to talk about it. So here we go. We're going to start it off with my straight facts. Lately, I've been going to work, and I've been doing question of the days. And things I take from my podcast, I take to work. And we've been sparking some great ones. And I know my last episode, I was speaking on loyalty. And can a person be overly loyal? Now, that's a question that's up for debate. We could debate on that all day. But here's the thing. One thing that I've also been thinking about is power. Is power a real thing? Or is it just a title? Can power really be real? People believe there's several different types of power. But there's one power out there that we know is a real kind of power. You know what I mean? For real. Like, you have a person out there, like a grandparent. A grandparent has power. My grandma would give me one look, and whatever I was doing, I would instantly stop. That look said it all. She didn't have to use words. That's a power. But there's other terms of power. Presidents, managements, all these different things of power. You know, egos, people who power trip, people who want to conquer, people who want to chase a dream can get power. But is that real, or is it just a title? I believe when you're out here looking for power, or you're out here chasing power, you have to realize you are who you are. You are a person. Think about it. Just because there's a person who's a manager at a store manager does not make any changes to that store. That store manager cannot go into that store and be like, you know what, today I just want to move the whole store around, because it has to be approved by corporate. There's a chain. Everything is in a chain when it comes to power. The power is only linked by percentages. You probably own 50% of power. As a parent, you have 100% power. But that power, if it's split between both parents, that's a 50-50 balance. One parent might have more of it. The other parent might have less of it. But there's still a gain, and there's still an amount of power. But again, is power a real thing? Or is it a title? Some consider it an illusion. Because if you think about it, if a president makes a whole bunch of demands in the campaign but can't fulfill a promise, is that really power? Or does he have to go through a certain system to get what he wants? You know, I mean, it's crazy because I think about it too. There's been people over the course of history, like totalitarians, you know, like Hitlers of the world. These people had power. But their power caused them demise. And is that what power is really all about? Demise? Can power bring you demise? Can power bring you to a pity because you're chasing it too much? Power, it's like, in my mind, when I look at power, what I see people waiting in line for like an energy. They think that once they gain that, everything in their life changes. But power could be so much. thrown on you that it could take over you. You know what I'm saying? What you think, bro? What's your perspective of this?
Basically, how I feel about it is, this might be off subject, but you have the power for yourself. That's your own power, you know what I'm saying? That's your own energy, that's your own positive mind, your positive energy, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta keep it positive, you know? But, yeah. It's basically it, in my opinion. There you go, Chief.
I mean, and there's things about it. If you look at it from different perspectives, that's a good way of looking at it. You can be your own power. You don't have to reach and go search for a power when you do have a certain amount of power within yourself. You have to know how to use it. But is it real, though? I don't know if it's real. Because any person that gets power only holds it for so long. Do you want power? Or do you want dominance? You know, people think about it. With that comes this. What is hard to do? Is it hard for you to chase your dreams? Or is it hard for you to reach your full potential in life? What you think about? Think about that for a minute, folks. Is it hard for you to chase your dreams? Or is it harder for you to reach your full potential in life? And along with the main question, is power real? Or is it just a title? Now, I'm going to tell you what I believe. They don't go hand in hand, but hear me out. To chase your dreams comes from a lot of ambition. But there's power in that, because you have to use your personal energy, your personal time. Every person you come across has energy, and all the power that you have in you to make decisions and choices among your dreams is crucial. And then potential, that's another thing. You have to know how to grow. You can't believe that you're above yourself when you're not. Potential is growth. Power, in my opinion, is the same. It should be a growth to power. When you get power, or you have power, or if there's a person with power, you should never want to abuse it. You should want to go with the levels of power that you have, depending on the situation. The same with chasing your dreams or reaching your full potential. There's levels. And also think about this, though. For those who all have thought about it and they came up with their own solutions of whether it's harder to chase your dreams or reach your full potential. What if you have to reach your full potential to even get to your dream? People don't think about this. What if you had to be 100% focused on, you had to be the best you that you could be to even achieve your dream? Because you have to have discipline. You have to have understanding and patience. And I feel like these are all things that, like, as a person, me, I'm still working on. I don't have all this, but this is things that I think about. Like, if I had, the only way for me to get to my goal was for me to find out my full self, it could be years, but it could happen. But what if I can get to my dreams, but I'm still myself trying to find my full potential? It's different. It's going to be harder for me if I reach my goal, for me to even reach my full potential, because now I've succeeded in what I wanted. I got what I want. I mean, you can't look at it no other way. So, what you guys think? I mean, P, I want you to let the people know what you think. Tell them what you think. Is it harder for you to reach your goals and dreams? Or is it harder for you to reach your full potential?
I feel like it's harder to reach your goals. And here's why I say it. Like, people doubt you, you know. There's a lot of people in life who doubt you about reaching your goal. Like, let's say, like, you're doing YouTube. People doubt you doing YouTube, like, blah, blah. Everything basically is about money, basically. I ain't got nothing to say about that. I basically just said it. It's just about money. Basically, people just will doubt you. But you just gotta keep on grinding. That's it.
I mean, and that's the thing. I feel like doubt for me would make me want to go harder to reach my goals and dreams, though. If a person doubt me and say, hey, yo, you can't do that, I'm going to prove him wrong every time. That's the thing about it. But I just feel like, what is it harder to do for me? I think it's harder for me to reach my goals and dreams. Because I work on myself a lot. And I think that I'm getting close to my goals and dreams, though. I have a feeling. I just know, like, I've been working, I've been putting all the work in, I've been making all the right steps, dedicating my time to the right things, putting my energy into the right things, so I feel like that's all going to pay off. But that's a question that you have to ask yourself, too. You know, think about that. You know, is it harder to reach your goals and dreams, or is it harder to reach your full potential? But what if you had to reach your full potential to even get to your goals and dreams? These are just things that we think about. I ask these questions at work. My coworkers love it. They always ask me for a question. They're like, oh, you got a new question. And I couple many of them. But a lot of them are inspired for this podcast, this show, The Shack. For any of my listeners and supporters, I really appreciate you for coming on and listening to what I have to say in my mind and my thought process and how I evaluate things. You know, it's appreciated to me. I love the support, and I want to keep giving you guys some great content. And I just know that as these shows continue to progress and you guys are entering the Shack with me, I'm going to keep bringing in some great, great shows. I want you guys to interact with me on my social media. My Facebook is T-Shawn Peoples. You know, my Instagram is TaterTrill3221. You know, if you want to have anything, if there's anything that you guys want me to talk about, please feel free to inbox me, DM me, and we can have these on the podcast and make this interactive. Again, this is open podcast. This is here to make you think, but it's also something to spark conversation.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, it's just something that, you know, I know that at the end of the day, this podcast is going to be great because I'm not just focusing on basic things. I'm focusing on all points and views. And I want you guys to think about that, too. Is power real or is it just a title? And think about this, too. Is it harder for you to reach your goals and dreams? Are your full potential? But then also think about, is it, what if you had to reach your full potential to reach your goals and dreams? And that's what I want. That's all I want to talk to you guys today. I'm going to leave you guys with a short one. I do appreciate you guys for listening. Let me know what you guys think. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of The Shack with me. This was episode 4. Again, I want to give a special thanks to my homeboy GMB Prince for being here with me tonight. Thanks, man. You know, he also has his, what is it? Is Prince-aholic? It's Princeaholic. That's his anchor, Princeaholic. Go check it out. He's going to be having some new content going. And he also has some poetry. You actually want to tell him about that? Before we go, we can actually have this little last minute to wrap up.
I got some poetry, you know, written up. So I'm going to start, like, posting poetry, like, often. So y'all go tune in to my poetry. It's going to be on my Instagram at Princeaholic916. Or you can just hit me up on my Snapchat at glow_boyrack. Or hit me up on my Facebook at Prentice A. Brown.
Yeah, and I mean, you can tune in to these spoken words that he's been doing. I think that's dope, actually, man. I actually want to give you a salute to that. That's a good way to spread some light out there. You know, for those who do know, GNB Prince is a part of FYI. So it is good to see that he's out there promoting some poetry, that he's showing another side of him. So he's working hard. He's doing his YouTube. He's working on his skits. He's working on his story times. He's working on his music, everything. So good shout out to him. We just give you a little insight on that. We're actually revamping FYI. FYI is going into a new era. For those who don't know, give a little backstory. FYI is a music group that me and some friends created back in 2013. I was still in high school. I was a junior. It was towards the end of the year. But I was already in a music group at the time called FSU. But I had my own vision of things I wanted to do. I felt like I wanted to always have my own. So I took advantage of that. Now, the members of FYI that I had at the time, it didn't really last long because, again, we were in high school, but I always wanted that to remain. Me and my homeboy, Dre, we both enjoyed music, so we took that to the full. He has his pure music. I have my FYI, but we're one group. And, I mean, we had my boy, Lil Tweezy. It's funny that he just changed his rap name. He went from Young Tito to Tank. This guy changed his name so much, but this is his new name now, Lil Tweezy. So he's been with the group the whole time. He's been a work in progress, you know, and he's actually starting to get better onto the scene. He's starting to work on himself, work on his sound. So he's working on some new projects. So that's dope. Of course, we got GNB Prince. He's been in the group for a while. He dropped his first single earlier this year, Life Lessons. He was also on a song with me and another member of FYI, Leash, and Wake Up. So, I mean, he's had some songs that he's also going to be dropping soon. They're in a work in progress. So that's going to be dope. We got Leash. I got my boy David. And it's many more. I can keep going. But we are revamping our group. We're taking a new stance, a new era, new wave. We're finna bring a fresh feel to the music. So, I mean, stay tuned for that too. Like I said, my SoundCloud is Tay the Savage. I keep saying it on every podcast. I really want you guys to tune into my music, because, like I said, my music also reflects another side of me that you can go and explore. And like, we got my group, we got different songs, different sounds. It's not just one bass. We're open. Like I said, if my podcast is open minded, think what my music is like. Very open minded. So just if all support, I appreciate all support. I'm thankful for, because that movement help makes me happy. Just seeing the likes, just seeing that people, you know, actually listen to my song, people who comment, tell me what they think. I appreciate all that, you know. So that's all thankful, and I'm all thankful for that. So I'm gonna end episode 4 like that. You know, I just want to end it out with a little. I didn't want to end it too short. I kind of thought about it towards the end. I was like, you know what, I got GMB Prince here. He ain't really been saying too much, but he is here with me, you know. But, you know, this is my podcast, and he did have that respect for me to let me do me. He told me that before we even started, basically, you know, that I would do the same on his podcast. So I want you guys to tune in for episode 5, where I will be actually changing up. I will not be going into a topic, but I will actually be having a segment that I will be called Talking with Tay. I'm going to explain this segment before season 5 even gets here. Talking with Tay is going to be me having many of different topics, and I'm going to be discussing these topics and hoping that you guys could react, comment, tell me what you guys think, so we can keep going. Talking with Tay is going to be us just going and getting deep in the details, going over some great information and putting together a great show. So my next segment is going to be episode 5 on the Shack, but it's Talking with Tay. So I will guys see you in episode 5. I thank you guys for being here with me on episode 4. Power. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet. I really don't be having names for these titles. I really just go off what I feel is a good title. But we already know I mainly talked about power in this one and reaching your goals. So just remember, ask yourself that question. Is power real, or is it just a title? Or is it hard for you to reach your goals and dreams? Or is it harder for you to reach your full potential? And what if you have to reach your full potential to reach your goals and dreams? I hope you guys have a cool night. This is The Shack, and thank you for being in there. I'll see you guys next time.